have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hey, cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Married, I'ma worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too hot. The lights turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the whip, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too hyped. Light turn green, now they hugging, they'll be alright. They be trying to put the hoses to my fire. They don't understand why I be praising my Messiah. Sounding like a church in my car with no choir. The windows roll down, turn it up a little higher. When I'm in the spirit, I be feeling transformed. Want me turn it down, saying no to lukewarm. God say do it better, do it, been warned. Baptized, my renewed, feeling reborn. I know there's a lot that don't like how I do things. They be trying to take me down, trying new things. They don't understand I got protection from the true king. There's a cross on my back that I must clean. Send the praise to the heaven like it's fireworks. Everybody want the chorus how the body works. Sunday night praising God till the body hurts. Giving honor to the Father for his mighty works. If you're looking for a reason, I can give you one. Think about a battle that you shouldn't have won. If you woke up in the morning, there's another one. If I was you, I would give praise to the Holy One. God gave me joy so the world can't take it. Riding on the boat, sending away, trying to shake it. Aiming for my faith on the daily, trying to break it. Real fruits from the vine, can't fake it.
Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright.
I just do what's required, this ain't my ways. Wait a minute, why they looking at me sideways? All the shade rolling in like a tidal wave. I just learned to turn it up on them highways. Going through, praise God, you forget the hurt. Praising God, where the seeds that be in the dirt. Got my worship on high on the way to work. Ay, swerving in my Challenger, skirt, skirt. Gotta even learn to do it in the bad times. Broken heart even in the sad times. He can change the game around before it's even halftime. Put the enemy to sleep before it's nap time. The God I praise hold all the power. FPNL ain't got nothing on his tower. He can bring them lights any minute, any hour. He the one that turn your seed, homie, to a flower. Thank God for the chance when them windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Tears rolling down my face begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, that's a good pick me up. Thank God for the chance when the windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Ay, tears rolling down my face begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, boy, that's a good pick me up.
Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright.
Fight, no fart. Bigger than big, I'm so humongous. amazing. Look at the grace that I lay up in. Look at the name we entangle with. Look at the flame is lit, you cannot shame a kid. On mission, you know it's every day. And we count the cost, that's a major bank. Our sins on the cross, that's a heavyweight. Yeah, you made the way, now we tailor-made. And he the best man all I ever need. Spirit running through me like I'm on an IV. Now they see me shine bright like some high beams. And we dripping with the vision, cut the visine. And we blazing trails like it's dame time. And we bring the heat like it's wave time. And he take the lead like it's game fine. And y'all be my step through, I bang mine. Praying that these young hitters really get it. Hope that they got amazing, this is not a gimmick. Hope that they're like official, man, it's not a scrimmage. Hope that they're here, risen, you can come and get it. They say that they bout they green like they carry. I say that I'm about my king like a blotty. They say that they bout they green like they carry. But I say that I'm about my king like a blotty. Yeah.
You gave your life for me.
It's amazing.
You set the cap to scream.
It's amazing.
You got
me. I remember when he raised me, and I give him all the praises.
Look so amazing, look so amazing, yeah.
I remember on the day that Jesus healed my baby. He's a healer, he's amazing.
Look so amazing, look so amazing, yeah.
I can't gamble with a maybe. Gotta praise him on the daily. He'll never leave me, never forsake me.
Look so amazing, look so amazing, yeah.
I think the world got it mixed up. Selling your soul for the big bucks. Gotta go to God, get it fixed up.
Gotta go to God, get it fixed up.
That was amazing, guys. That was truly amazing. Wow. That got me hyped. I'm telling you, that was amazing. Wow. Welcome, guys, to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I'm telling you, it has been quite the week, but we are right back at it. And you know what? I would be remiss if I didn't tell you guys right off the bat. I know I say this a lot. I say it quite often. I say it all the time. Matter of fact, I say it every time. But I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time or that time that I said, you know what, this is probably the last time. Please, please, no. It's for you. I really did miss you guys. And I'm so glad you just took out a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. Thank you so much. And I would be remiss again if I didn't take this opportunity to thank Ms. Kimberly Robinson and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform, and which I use to help so many people. And, of course, the disclaimer simply reads, I'm doing this for me, not you this time. I usually do it for you, but I'm doing this for me because you know what? Sometimes I need a little help. I need some therapeutic pleasure because it's been a trying week. And sometimes I just need to help myself. But you guys feel free to accept some of this help yourself. I tell you what, let's jump right into it. This is going to be a two-part series tonight here exclusively on Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And this first segment is, well, things people do that make you want to slap them. And I tell you what, the reason why I came up with this segment about 8 months ago is because of the simple fact that, you know, when people are just doing stuff that just don't make no sense to me and just stupid stuff. And I really want to put these hands on them and not be praying for them. I really want to slap the hell out of them and help them go to heaven. That's the only reason I want to slap the hell out of anybody. I'm trying to help you get to heaven, okay? I want a better afterlife for you. Okay, now you can actually be doing the things that make somebody want to slap you. Could be a family member doing those things. Could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street. someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just love fall weather. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people, you know what, you're about to get hurt, and I'm trying to keep from being the one that hurts you. Okay, if you don't recognize any of these in anybody you know, that's because you're doing all these things, and somebody's going to slap you. Somebody's going to slap you. They're going to slap the hell out of you. They're going to slap the hell out of you. But on the bright side, you're going to end up in heaven. Ain't that your goal anyway? Isn't that the ultimate destination for you, heaven? All right, then. Here we go. Number one, things people do that make you want to slap them. Oh, my God. Somebody tell you this. Look, that's why I didn't want to come over here and ask you for $40. Because I knew you was going to bring up that little funky $80 I already owed you. See, that's why I didn't want to, you know what, wait a minute. That's why you didn't want to come over to my house and ask me to borrow $40 because you knew, why wouldn't I bring up the $80 that you owe me? And you asking for another $40? You know. Yeah, you mess around and get slapped. And number two, things people do that make you want to slap them. Oh, my goodness. I give you a ride to work. You offer me gas money and then get mad when I accept it. Wait a minute. If you didn't want to give me no gas money, you should never ask me. Do me a favor. Don't offer gas money no more. Matter of fact, don't ask me to give you a ride no more. You mess around and get your face slapped. Number three, things people do that make you want to slap. I'm happy y'all tonight. Yes, I am. This is therapeutic for me, too. I'm telling you, because I really do want to slap some folks. Number three, we all sitting around laughing and joking, have a good time, just having a good time, all of us. Then out of nowhere, you just start tickling my wife or tickling my husband, women. Come on, man. Come on. What you doing? What you doing? No. You mess around, get your face slapped. You sure will. Number four. Things that people do that will make you want to slap them. You borrow my car to run some errands. Run out of gas. And then you got the nerve to catch a cab home and call me and tell me to go get my car before somebody break into it. What the? But you could. Number five. Things people do that make you want to slap them. Now you take a picture of my baby and stick it on the scarecrow and put in your garden. You know what? You take a picture of my baby and put it on the scarecrow in your garden to scare away the, you know what? Okay. Yeah. Things people do that make you slap them. Lord Jesus. Women, if your girlfriend borrow your good wig and go swimming in. See that right there? Yeah, I just think that right there, you definitely want to slap somebody. Women, you know you want to slap somebody over that. Number seven, things that people do that make you want to slap them. Now, we're at home having a movie night, and you get up and use the restroom. Don't wash your hands. Come sit back down and stick your hand in the doggone popcorn. Wait a minute. Hey, you nasty. Things that people do that make you want to slap them. Number eight. Now, if I send you to the store with money to get a gallon of milk, and you bring me back 3 gallons of spoiled milk, talking about these was on sale. You know? Oh, my God. Things that people do that make you want to slap them. If you dye your eyebrows red. If I see you with some red eyebrows, you know what? I'm going to slap the hell out of you. Yes, I am. Yeah, that's just stupid. It looks ridiculous. Number 10, things that people do that make you want to slap them. You offer the house sit for me, and we both know you're a crackhead. Talking about, let me babysit your DVD player for you. You know what? I'm going to slap the hell out of you. Why would I let you? First of all, babysit my DVD player? Really? Really? You crackhead? You know what? Again, I don't want to hurt nobody. I'm trying to be a blessing, not a curse. Again, this is the two-part series. I'm helping people in two parts because I'm helping me in two parts. That was the first part. And this second part ties right into it. strengths you had, things that people do that make you want to slap them. But now this one right here, some people are just nonviolent, and they don't operate in violence, okay? They use a high level of restraint. It ain't one of them. But now you don't physically hit nobody or put your hands on nobody, but you give them the look. And that's why this segment is called Get the Look. Y'all know that look. You everybody got that look, and when somebody come with that crap talking, you know what? They know it's a lie, and you know it's a lie, and you know that they got to know that you know that it's a lie. And you just give them that look like, what the, really, seriously, wow, I'm supposed to believe. I can't believe that you believe I'm supposed to believe that. And you just give them the look. Now, let me tell you, you could be the one that's got that look. Could be a family member that got that look. Could be a friend, a coworker, stranger in the street, someone that you see in your local grocery store at the bank, or someone that you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny day. I love fall weather, I'm telling you. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people, look, man, I know you're lying, and you know you're lying, so now you know that I know you're lying, and you getting the look. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody that you know, that means that all of them are tied into you, and you just walking through life getting the look. Number one, this right here, it gets you the look. I'm telling me, you mind lending me $400-$500? It's an emergency. See, next week, I'm driving down to Africa, and I need gas money. Okay. This right here will get you the look. You tell me, look, I'm going to pay you back this week. See, I'm going down to the disability building and get my check started. First of all, if you're going down to the disability office, there ain't no disability office. It's called the Social Security office. And they're not going to give you no check the same week you go down there, okay? It ain't no work today, pay today, file today, pay today. No, you ain't going to get no disability check when you go down there. You know what? They got to investigate and do some research. You got to prove that you're disabled, okay? Just because you stutter real bad, they ain't going to just hand you no check. This right here would get you the look.
Lord Jesus.
Rent-A-Center. Oh, my gosh. When Rent-A-Center come and get they couch, they chair, and they entertainment system from you, and you talking about, well, I didn't want the stuff anyway. Only reason I got it is because I knew it would be free after a couple of weeks because I wasn't going to pay him. See that right there? You just set yourself up for failure. That right there would get you the look. And this one right here, oh, my gosh. this one right here will get you the look. You come telling me this. I'm going to give you your money back by Friday because me and my cousin played the Powerball, and we got all six numbers. Yep. See, well, see, he got three of them, and then I got three of them. So when we put them all together, we got all six of the numbers. So we're going to go down there to the Powerball office, and we're going to get our money, and I'll be able to pay you back as soon as they give me my check, and I can take it to the liquor store and get it cashed. And I promise you that. I put that on everything. How about you put that on another lie, okay, and sell it to somebody else? That right there will get you the look. This right here will get you the look. If you say this, excuse me, but that $200 I owes you, I had $560, and I was going to give you, you know, $200 back, but somebody stole my money. Well, they didn't steal all of it. They stole your $200, but they didn't get my $360. So they got your money, but I was able to keep mine. But as soon as I can track them down, I'll get your $200 back and make sure you get it. Things that'll get you the look. can I borrow your car so I can go shopping for you a birthday present? I just want to show my appreciation. No, you can't. Won't you catch a doggone bus? That'd be a present for me, not burning up my gas. This right here will get you the look. Can I stay at your house this month? I'm getting my walls washed. What kind of fool do you think I am? Can you stay at my house all month because you're getting your walls washed? Who the hell washing your walls while you're staying at my house? Really? For real? Seriously? Wow. This right here gets you the look. Can I borrow your microwave? Mine is in the shop. This right here will get you the look. Can you do me a huge favor? Can you pay my rent this month? I can't find my checkbook. I know it's somewhere in that house. Really? You can't, okay. pay your rent because you can't, okay. This right here will get you the look. Can you do me a favor? Can you watch my kids this weekend while I go to the casino and try and win them some money for the field trip next week? Really? You want me to watch your bad kids while you go to the casino to gamble to try and win them some money for their field trip this week? Wow. Really? That right there gets you the look. This right here will get you the look. Girl, please, I really need you this time. Can I borrow your new wig? I need to go swimming in because I don't want to mess up my hair. Huh? Can you borrow? Lady, she want to borrow your new wig that you just bought. I mean, your fresh horse hair, so she can put it over her hair and go swimming in because she don't want to mess up her hair. That right there will get her the look. This right here will get you the look. Excuse me, but can you – look, I'm just trying to battle myself. I really am, and I really need – if somebody would just help me. I don't never ask nobody for nothing because I just got pride. But I really do need you, and I wouldn't ask you for it if I really didn't need it. I just need your help. Can you lend me $1,700 because I'm trying to go to school to learn how to repair typewriters? So I'm supposed to I'm supposed to give you $1,700 so you can go to school and take a class on how to fix typewriters. They don't even make typewriters no more. Why would you? That right there will get you the look. This right here will sure enough get you the look. Hear me out on this one. I seen this in a dream. God gave me this vision. I just need a small down payment, okay? Because I'm trying to go into business myself. I have a great idea. Something that's not been done. Something that's needed. Well, I want to go into business for myself. I want to sell refurbished false teeth. See, when people, like when people die and they got, it's a funeral. I want to go to the funeral, and as I'm viewing the body, I want to open them. I want to just real quickly open their lips and get their false teeth out, put in a plastic bag, go home, sterilize them, and then put them on sale online. I can sell them right off my Facebook page. I just need some seed money, $2,500, and I'm ready to go. I just need that for my cleaning stuff for the teeth. That right there will get you the look. And it might get you spit on because you're nasty. Again, that's just for people that just don't have they just don't have it in them to hurt nobody. They really want to put hands on you, but they just don't do it. So they just give you the look. And trust me, if looks could kill, you'd have been dead a long time ago. Again, I just want to be a blessing and not a curse. Now, of course, here at Sunday with Nuts with Dre, we would be lost without the sauce if we didn't try and put a little religion in your life, a little Jesus in your ear, a little good God Almighty in your spirit. So I invite you to please join us as we get our praise and our worship on, as we give God all of the glory and the thanks, and we give our praise and worship on here, right here in the sanctuary of the church of Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got Your Gas Baptist Church. Now, let me tell you something. We're small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We're small in number, but we are big in faith. You know why I like to do church announcements? Because, well, I want to make sure that the church is on one accord, that everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body, that there's no saint left behind. I want to make sure there's an understanding. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person sanctuary praise service or don't have access to the internet, so they can't watch us as we stream live. For the sick to dig dick and to shut it up here. Also like to do church announcements for individuals that may have been in the sanctuary watching us in attendance for the in-person praise and worship, or may have been watching us online as we stream, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, quite frankly, they were busy doing stuff they ought not to been doing. First and foremost, I'm going to say this one more time, and I'm not going to say it again. The next time I go in my office, look in my desk drawer, and some of my weed is missing, it's going to be a problem. It's just going to be a problem, okay? If I find out who's taking my weed, who's dipping in my weed, just like this joint that I'm finna deal with after I get out of service, I'm going to fire y'all up too. You're going to get fired up just like this joint. Don't go in my office. And if you know what? If you do go in my office, the least you could have done was replace my weed. Won't you put some in, okay? You ain't put none on it, so you can't smoke none with it. I got cataracts. Now it's number one. Look here. Mother Corrine, I know you're 97 years old and you kind of slow about doing things, but here it is. We in the middle of October, and you just now handing out Easter baskets to the kids in church. Really? The kids just not getting their Easter baskets in October. Ma'am, are you serious? Hey, you know what? Please just stop. That's number two. We will require from here on out everyone wishing to be baptized, please shower first. Brother Kevin went in the water and came out of the mud. It looked like Nestle Quick. It don't make no doggone sense, okay? Announcer number three. People were wondering why I didn't want to, you know, lay hands and pray for Deacon Monroe. You know, and some folks in the church thought that, you know, that was wrong. Well, you know, there are two sides of the story. And his side was, I ain't no man of God. My side of the story is he had a roach on him. Now, so number four, Mother Benson's glass eye fell out and it rolled down under the seat. She didn't find it, but I told her that there was no need to get discouraged. the church will keep an eye out for it. Finally, folks, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for just the Building Fund total, as you know. The Building Fund offers quite a bit of variety, if you will, humor, horror, adventure, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the Building Fund has raised, and I quote, a great deal of controversy. You ain't never lied. Well, folks, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with us with your boy Dre. And like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. So I ask that all eyes are closed and all heads, please be bowed. Matter of fact, don't even worry about it. Normally I say unless you're blind. But you know what? Even if you are blind, I want you to close your eyes. Why? Because everybody else is doing it. Why you want to be different? Anyway, we thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in full faith and fellowship. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Man, don't go in there. Get folks in there and sick. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you, even ourselves. And continue to bless us and keep us holding us close to your bosom. Protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. We will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I will see you next week. More nuts with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little bit hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite to eat and put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care. I miss you already. I don't care if I'm throwing rocks or boulders. I miss you. You guys take care. I'll see you.
Body cam video shows the deadly police shooting of a black man.
There is growing outrage tonight after an unarmed African-American was shot and killed.
Declined to bring charges against a white police officer in the death of an unarmed black man.
Something about his skin, yo. Such a beautiful struggle in every shade. Got a story that'll touch you to my kinfolk. We know the gift and the curse, and more so when we're living our worth.
Something about his skin. The melanin.
Something about the skin, yo. Can't recognize the beauty itself, and that's the reason why it's seen as a threat. Something about the skin. I was 6 when I didn't want to be black no more.
That's right.
I hated the way I seen we were treated. Not only on TV, but on the daily. You wasn't born with the skin, probably wouldn't believe it.
Probably not.
Yeah. Often feeling defeated. Do well on the test, good questions on if I cheated. Teacher thinking I'm lying or guilty of something without a reason. Self-worth being depleted.
Yeah.
Like the girl in my class, got the courage to approach. Stop short the moment I heard her say. She like one of my friends, only problem is he's black. Skin got in the way, something inside me changed. Didn't wanna play outside too long, afraid to drop a couple shades. Even at an early age, I started to see my friends that were darker had it harder than me.
Something about the skin, yo.
Such a beautiful struggle in every shade. Got a story that'll touch
you to my kinfolk.
We know the gift and the curse, and more so when we live in our world. Traumatized, so much so it became somewhat detached though, until I no longer had to imagine the same happening to me. All I felt was me, crushing the side of my cheek to other cops, grabbing my feet, twisting. Every time I would flinch from the pain.